This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. And coming off of the WASDE report release on Thursday, Matt, what's happening in the grains here this morning?
Well, Mark, you look at the way that this market traded yesterday, it makes a little bit of sense that we're up a little bit to start. Yesterday, essentially, the corn market really tried to tank. I mean, you took that yield up to 182.6 from that 182.1. But the thing is, though, is that you dropped carryout at the same time. It wasn't based on anything demand like from new crop. It was actually old crop. They went back and revised exports and ethanol grind higher. 55 million bushels of extra demand, which dropped carryout for this year by 16 million bushels, even with that all-time record 183.6 yield. So the market tried to move lower, and it just couldn't do it. I mean, we were down 5-6 cents more than once. We bounced about a dime off the lows a couple of times, and then the bean market, of course, up, down, and all around, and it goes higher. So starting out here on Friday with a little bit of follow through, it's going to be very interesting to see if beans can get above the 50-day and see if corn can establish itself above its 50-day, because those levels have been kind of pesky on both markets.
Were you surprised at all that they changed the corn yield up a little bit and they left the bean yield the same? Were you surprised by either of those?
To be honest, Mark, when you look, when Pro Farmer comes out below the August USDA estimate, about 70% of the time, USDA in September comes down as well, right? That didn't happen. I mean, it actually went higher, so it's a little surprising. As far as beans, whenever Pro Farmer comes in above the August estimate from USDA, typically that September estimate, and I'm talking like 85% of the time, the USDA September estimate comes up as well. What's going on here? Why are these years anomalies? I think a lot of it has to do on beans, but it was a dry August.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up 7 even at 413 even. November soybeans up 7 even at 1017 and 3 quarters. October soybean meal up $1.70 at $3.20.60. October soybean oil down 21 cents at $40.12. On the Merc, October live cattle up 80 cents at $178.82. September feeder cattle up $1.27 at $243.32. October lean hogs up 55 cents at $79.45. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.